episode of Below the Dot Podcast, where we recap and discuss a new episode of Degrassi, The Next Generation, every Throwback Thursday from the Degrassi Black Hole. I am your co-host, Terry McGregor.
I am your other host, Chris Sharp.
And today we are recapping Season 7, Episode 12, titled Live to Tell. But before we get into that, we included this in last week's episode. If you didn't get all the way to the end of last week's episode, we're going to include a trigger warning here because this episode covers sensitive topics. And that's our trigger warning.
I feel like Terry is like covering or tearing this show because why did I forget after I read the whole description? I'm a dumb bitch. Anyway, I opened up my thing today and it was during my lunch and I opened up my stuff so I could prep in advance. And I didn't have any trivia. Now, I think what happened was there was just so much serious stuff going on in this episode that I was like, I don't even got it to come up with trivia questions like about what's going on.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. So I pulled out my little Degrassi trivia book.
When in
and
doubt.
I found three questions for you.
Oh, now I'm scared because it's like not even going to be related to the episode. So
it is not. It's about... It's stuff from previous episodes, but you should get 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Number one. What is Rick's last name?
Apparently, she has the answer.
I was going to say she knows.
Oh, my goodness.
Girl.
I think I've had this trivia game before. Murray.
This was one of your... Okay, good. I was about to say okay. This is one of your 2 out of 3. Number two. What is the name of the actress who plays... Ashley Kerwin.
Oh my god. Is it Melissa McIntyre?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is the one that I'm like, you might not. I didn't know it. I mean, I knew it once I read the answer. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that. I saw it. But what did Manny give Craig for Christmas in season 3, the holiday episode?
Oh my god, I know what he got her. What the heck did she get him?
Yeah, he got her a baby.
Yeah, that. What the heck did she get him? I'm trying to think. Was it like guitar related, music related?
No.
Or was it a stuffed
animal? Ashley
did
get him a guitar.
Okay. What the hell did Manny get him? A scarf?
Bitch. Yeah.
Really?
I'm like, did she knit it herself? I can't remember. I feel like okay. She did. I don't remember though.
That is funny. The reason I guess scarf is because I just like remember them being cold in the garage, like where he used to practice music. But I like had no, I had, generally was just a random guess. So I got lucky.
Okay. 100%.
Wow. Honestly, I'll take it. Especially when Mercury is in retrograde. I'm winning.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. I guess. Tidbits?
Yeah. Or shall we get just into it? Get straight into it. If I find something while we're getting through it, I doubt there's anything interesting. This episode is kind of heavy, so.
All right. So, plot B. I'm surprised to see when we open up this episode that Jimmy and Ashley are still trying it.
Right. And barely making it.
And also, after what she did to him and after, like, what, like, when he rolled away and rolled over her foot, I thought that was over.
That's so true. They literally have that whole debacle over the mixtape or, like, submitting it. And then they were supposed to just believe that they got over it. Like, she wasn't mad shady.
And, I mean, I guess couples do be off and on. Just none of what happened was on screen because they're clearly phasing these characters out. Mm-hmm. If they were still main cast, we would know, but throwing them in the background, we have no idea.
This is so random.
Okay. Apparently we learned that Degrassi is seeking a new mascot. Not really sure why. Jimmy tells Ashley that he's going to start using transit because he needs to start being more independent, even if she is beyond agreeable to chauffeur him around. I was trying to figure out why Ashley has an attitude about him wanting to be more independent.
Right. Because are y'all in a relationship now? Or are you just his caregiver? Because that's what it seems like at that point.
It's like, I just watched this and I'm like, are you okay, Ashley? Do you need to be needed?
Right. Right. Do you even want to be in this anymore? Because again, how are you mad at him? And he's literally, again, rebuilding his life. So, well, excuse me.
I have so many questions. Anyway, here we still are. So, Trina and... Oh, and then I added something about her that she needs to be, it seems like she needs to be needed by her partners because it means that they won't leave her. But then I was like, maybe I'm just digging too much into it. But like, you notice the pattern in mm-hmm. her relationships. What relationships has he had? Craig and Jimmy? Has she had any other relationships? Well, Alistair, he doesn't count. We didn't see that.
Yeah, because we didn't see him and we didn't know anything about her.
But it's like with the relationships that she's had with Jimmy and Craig, she has been in such a caregiver position for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Girl, why?
Right. I don't know why she wants to be, especially in high school, because they're still in high school, technically, even though they're older than maybe what they're supposed to be. I don't understand that either. Like, you got to do your own thing, girlfriend. And the fact that she even stayed in England when she was there for a guy is a pattern in itself, though, right? Where it's like, right. Girl, do better.
Honestly. And I just want to say that even if they need you, they'll still treat. But that's not the point. Trina and her greasy brandy Barbie micros.
Brandy Barbie is crazy.
I hate myself. Flirts heavily with Jimmy during physio. They discuss their goals for the future. After Jimmy says he has to go so he can take the bus to school. How was he there before school? How are you up this early?
Girl, what time is it? Where is this located at?
Trina's like, I'll give you a ride. And see, this is where I would fight Jimmy. James would catch these hands because the audacity of him to turn down a ride from Ashley and right, then hop right. in Trina's passenger seat. But I understand because Trina is helping Jimmy work toward independence versus encouraging him. But it's like, I'll give you a ride because I'm going to show you that you too could drive yourself to school if you had the same setup. But I would still fight him because the optics alone. You said you were going to take public transportation, but how were you in the car with this bitch?
Yeah, it's like same shit, different font. Like, why are you doing that? Like, actually take the bus. Like, be like, no, actually, I want to take the bus. But
and honestly, I just want James to get himself a therapist. Because why does he always need a girl to encourage him to grow?
Right.
Oh, right. I got Ellie. She's telling me I know how to do art. So now I'm being shady with her, even though I'm supposed to be with Hazel. And now I got Trina. She's helping me be independent. Get a therapist.
Mm-hmm. And do that shit yourself. That is so true. Actually, I forgot that he did that whole Hazel thing.
I think he does have a therapist. He said it in an interaction with Trina. She was like, you can do it. And he was like, I have a therapist. Get a better therapist.
We'll get a better one. Tell them what you're actually going through. Because it doesn't seem like you're telling them the truth.
And let your therapist be a man. I'm tired of the women doing the work for you, James.
That is so true. Yeah, I would actually, that's such a good point. I would be so pissed if you're telling me you want to be independent, but suddenly you're being independent with another woman being your chauffeur. Or like...
Right.
Encouraging you. You know what I mean? Like, no. Just break up with me. Like, please stop. Like.
Right. But you know, yeah, whatever. So I feel like spending time with Trina is teaching Jimmy of what he could do versus being reliant on others. And I do feel like it's important to have some type of support about people who are going through the same things that you're going through because they can give you ideas and information that you may not have had access to, which if you're surrounded by people who don't have to consider those things, they're not going right. to know.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is like for a variety of things. As a parent, I typically stay out of all parenting groups because they're crazy. Mm-hmm. Parents are very crazy. But then I miss out on a lot of good resources and information. And that, so it's harder for me to access it, but they're so crazy.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's probably a fine line.
But like, I think it's necessary because otherwise you don't know what you're supposed to be doing if you've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I said. Where was I? Okay. Trina gives Jimmy the keys to so that she can help him learn how to drive himself. The driving lesson is very stressful, and I can see why it has a rough start. So Jimmy then visits Spinner at chemo to tell him that he really likes Trina from the physio, which reminded me kind of how Craig used to visit Jimmy in the hospital and talk about Ashley.
Yeah.
After talking it through with Spinner, Jimmy seems to know what he wants and which direction he's going in. And it's not backwards with Ashley Kerwin. But honestly, stop dating y'all exes. Can y'all stop?
Yeah, I guess that should be the first thing we talk about in that situation of just like, y'all are just together because y'all are back at Degrassi. You know what I mean? Like, and it's comfortable, so.
Like, quit making the same mistake. And theoretically, I mean, I guess they're okay. Let's say they really can't date too much of the cast because
right.
The rest of the cast is kind of substantially younger than them. Like, Spinner and Jane, I guess, what is she in his grade? It's not that large of a gap, right?
Yeah.
I think she's in Darcy's grade. So she's about a year behind him. But actually, isn't Spinner 2 years behind him? Who knows? Does anyone really know what grade this man is supposed to be in?
No. Spinner is funny, though, because he was like, how are y'all driving? Like, that's not safe. Like, that's a Spinner response. Like,
very much
safely
so.
Driving. Like,
so Jimmy was just about to break things off with Trina. He was going to be like, hey, I don't know if it could work out. But he couldn't bring himself to do it. And when Ashley sees Jimmy having his shoulder stroked by Trina, she immediately knows what's up.
Right.
He has been dodging Jimmy's calls because she doesn't want to hear him begging for her forgiveness. And he's like, actually, I wasn't going to ask for it, which I love. Ashley is like, but I have supported you for more than a year. But which Jimmy says, that is precisely the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this relationship has become a crutch for the both of us.
So what, you just want me to walk away?
I'd do it myself if I could.
No, Jimmy is so funny because I think we have a TikTok with this, but literally of all the times I've heard this line, you would have thought that Ashley did something to him and he was like, go. Like, no, you are breaking up with her. And literally this like shade is crazy. Like this comeback is wild, as if she did something to you. And it's you, like you're the problem in this scenario.
I hate him. I hate him.
That is but so like, funny.
Yeah.
He ate with
I loved
that one.
It anyway. He did. Mm-hmm. He did. Every time they had him say something about the fact that he can't walk away, and he's like, I would. Actually, in a couple of seasons, or maybe it was a couple, or not seasons, a couple of episodes. It may have been a couple of episodes ago when Ashley was complaining to Ellie. It was a few episodes ago. Jimmy just can do everything. And Ellie's like, except walk.
Like, he's really so good at everything.
I love it when they're so blunt about the obvious truth. Like, bitch, you're being ridiculous.
Right, right. Like, you course, are crying about nothing. Case,
Jimmy is wrong. Jimmy is wrong.
Yeah, he delivered it as if she was the problem, and I will never get over that.
Anyway, so Ashley finally walks away, and that closes the door on her relationship with Jimmy. Anything else?
No, that makes sense. Like, yes, they literally, again, have just been with each other because they know each other. When they started dating in high school, now it's the end of their high school career. So why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm glad we closed the door on that.
Yeah.
Let him live with somebody else.
Yeah, 100%. No, this makes sense.
All right. We're just going to start plot A. Darcy has clearly lost her mind because I just know she is why she's... I need to know why she's in detention for flirting with Johnny DeMarco.
Ugh.
Like, gross.
It makes sense that they're also the only people in, like, him and that other guy are the only people there aside from her. Like,
clarification, she wasn't in detention for flirting with him, but she was in detention flirting with him. And it was mm-hmm. just gross.
Yeah.
Bruce tells Johnny, don't waste your time with Darcy. She's still wearing her abstinence ring. And when Mr. Simpson reprimands Johnny and Bruce for talking, Darcy plays the victim, which pisses off both Johnny and Bruce. They accuse her of being a princess, or his princess, and Darcy leaves, first giving Mr. Simpson a hug, which he was clearly very uncomfortable.
Right.
This is, of course, very important for later. Like, he doesn't even return the hug. I am not mad with Darcy for this line, because even though it's incredibly disrespectful, it was really clever and entertaining for me. Darcy and her mom were talking before school, and she sarcastically apologizes to her mom for changing.
It's a good thing you've still stayed the same. You're still a bitch.
Darcy's mom heard her, and it's giving white culture, because that is the end of the conversation. Like, she's just like, ah, I can't believe you. And then Darcy storms off.
The fact that she didn't drag her down the stairs, I mean, this says all you need to say.
Darcy is next to cheer practice later. She's got this huge attitude and, like, her facial expressions to match. So Mandy is like, let's try to diffuse this a little bit. Darcy bumps into Holly J. Oh, Darcy bumped into Holly J. Mandy tries to diffuse it. She invites Darcy, let's come look at this choreography instead. So Mandy tries to talk to Darcy about her attitude gently, very gently. Mandy's being very sensitive. And I love to see it. Y'all always come for my girl. And she is flawed. She has flaws. But, like, I don't know how you see this. And you're just like, Manny's a two-timing backstabbing bitch.
Right.
If your name is Ashley Kerwin, she is. Right. But if it ain't Ashley, like, I think you're good.
Yeah, she really does always just go the extra mile for people. And her, again, her and Darcy had beef before. So, like.
Right. Like, this is a girl who called her a hoe on multiple occasions. Remember, like, when Darcy was with Spinner, and she's like, I know your thing is kind of being the school slut. Or how about episode one? I'm not like you, Mandy. I have morals. Mm-hmm. Darcy is forever coming for Mandy.
Yeah.
But here's Mandy being a good person. Darcy sarcastically tells Mandy to forgive her if she's lost her spirit. So I was going to say that Darcy can take that attitude and get the fuck out. When Darcy actually does take that attitude and get the fuck out. And she runs off with Peter. Peter and Darcy run up to the roof for some privacy. And so I already know something's about to go down. Perhaps Darcy herself. Because nothing good ever happens on the roof.
Yeah, why are we here? And there's no, like, barrier. It's just very much so top of the building. No fence, no nothing.
I've never been on the top of my school. The only good thing that came on the roof was Sean and Ellie and Jimmy and Hazel. Anything besides that, it's all chaos.
Yeah, I forgot that they do be sneaking up there actually too frequently.
Darcy gets a little too close to the edge and she throws her ring over it. Then she tries to have sex with Peter on the roof, which is better than on roofies. She says it, not me. Peter's like, no, you're hopeless. And he leaves. This plot is giving me cringe, because then why does Darcy go tell Mr. Simpson that she and Peter broke up?
This sounds like the type of thing you should tell a counselor. Have you talked to Miss Sauvay lately?
Terry, when I tell you he does not want to be a part of this, he's like, no, why am I in it?
The way that we don't see Miss Sauvay the entire episode either is wild.
Girl. So Mr. Simpson then feels guilty for trying to turn her away, mistake, right. And he's like, come sit down. Darcy has absolutely lost her mind. Mr. Simpson shows Darcy his work for the new Degrassi logo. Also, they're looking for a new logo, not mascot. I misspoke earlier. And she tells him that it isn't very sexy. And I think I can do better. All while stroking his arm.
The way it escalates is so wild to me.
I'm calling the police, and here's the deal. Because just like I would have said this to someone if this was happening. I'm so confused as to why he didn't say anything.
Right.
Because I am always trying to cover my ass. You're not going to say I did shit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in a high school. It was an alternative high school. And those kids used to say inappropriate things to me all the time because they're high schoolers and they are already in an alternative high school setting. And I think at the time I was like somewhere in my mid-20s, maybe. I don't remember how old I was. I looked young. I was probably like 5 years older than them. Mind you, I'm not a pedophile. So while I was 5 years older than them, this is a population of kids who are doing hood rat things to their friends and saying inappropriate things to adults and not really giving a shit. not minimizing their disabilities, just like, let's call a spade a spade. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, nah, we're going to write down what these kids say to me because y'all aren't taking it seriously enough. And let one of these kids say they hung out with me outside of school and something happened. And what you're not going to do is not see that there was a record of them saying things to me that were inappropriate, how I responded, and how the people above me did nothing about this. You're not going to say that I did anything with these kids. Never. It will never be me.
That's my thing too. Like, I'm so shocked with, I see two sides with Snake, but like considering his tenure at Degrassi and just like how wild that school is, like how this wasn't a red flag to immediately get somebody involved and like not tell her to come in there when no one else is in there and things like that. Like, I see it because he probably sees Emma in her and like has a stepdaughter similar to her age. Like, oh, like Emma was going through something really rough. Like, and I was there for her. So like, I can see it. But like, you're calling out all the correct things. Like, she absolutely should be talking to Miss Sauvay. Go get her. Do not be in the room alone with her. Like, she already hugged you in front of these other team members. Wow. students. Like, all the flags are there. And now people are like, there are witnesses and just like, you're not doing anything wrong, but it's enough to turn the story around.
Right. And like, is this thing about that you said about him possibly seeing his stepdaughter and her, but like, there are just too many creeps out there. And I'm not saying anything against Mr. Simpson, but because there are so many creeps out there, as a non-creepy individual, we have to do so much more work to cover ourselves so that you know that y'all are not going to lump me into that. So I mean, it's just something that you do as a standard, like you just, or that you should do as a standard because there are so many creeps. You don't want anything to be misconstrued. Mm-hmm. You really don't.
Especially as a male teacher, again, as a male teacher. And I think about this often too, just like at my previous job, like when we used to have conversations with team members, funny enough, because that was on my mind. We would always, like, if it was like a male giving a like corrective action, like a woman had to be in the room. Like, there always had to be a witness in the room if you were going to sit somebody to the side and like deliver them a separation or like a write up or something like that for several reasons. And it makes so much sense. And it even makes sense in a normal setting to have someone there as a witness when you're talking to someone these days, because people, again, will flip it and there's no proof anywhere.
Because the way what I'm going to do every time is send a follow up email. This is what we discussed. And that was the first thing that somebody sat me down and said when I started. And when you hear it, you think, I don't have to do this because I know my integrity. And people aren't horrible. They don't twist things, but they do. But they do every single time. And with that in mind, you got to send those. All right, just following up based on our conversation, here's what we discussed. You have to, or people will lie on you.
Put it in writing, 100%. Like, if it's not in writing, the conversation didn't happen. That's something that I've learned recently.
When I say people, I mean people, which is, in my case, adult. I'm not talking trash about kids. I'm not calling kids liars. I'm not trying to, you know, say anything about victims on this case. In this case, with Mr. Simpson, because people are so nasty, and I'm talking about the predators in this case, you have to separate and make it clear that you are not among them. And just doing the bare minimum, which Mr. Simpson is doing, which is being there for someone as he should be, being a very kind man, is not enough. And it can't be based on your integrity. You got to make sure that you have your ass covered because people are nasty.
Right.
You got to make sure you ain't you.
And especially in a school where y'all have Mr. O working, who like openly was dating a student. So I actually, this puts it into even further perspective for me. Of course they're on high alert for something like this. You should actually never be in a room with a female Degrassi student by yourself at this point. Like,
right. Or, and honestly, not even saying just that, with anyone.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure that you're in a place where they're, our eyes, there are 100%. Windows, there's some, like, there's no chance. And I'm saying this specifically because in a couple of seasons, there's going to be a male teacher who then preys on a male student. So it's not that it's, you know, anyone can be a predator on anyone, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so don't do things, but make sure that you are prepared to defend yourself at all times.
Yeah, it's shocking for Mr. Simpson again. He's been with Degrassi for that long.
Okay, so I don't even know where I left off. I said he didn't want to be a part of this and he felt guilty. So he tells her to sit down. And then she's like, it's not sexy enough. He looks really uncomfortable. I shared this in this moment because he very clearly did not entice this child. He is not right. Mr. O. Glad you brought it up. Mm-hmm. And when Darcy leaves, Mr. Simpson is so stressed. You can visibly see it on his face. A1 acting, Archie. So in class, Bruce and Johnny accuse Darcy of being the teacher's pet. And Johnny says he wants for her to flirt her way out of next period so they can go someplace to practice abstinence her way. Oh, Darcy's busy drawing a new logo for the school. And why does she draw a snake? But it's even worse because the snake is in a blue wig and has breasts.
I don't get it.
Did we discuss this? Why does the snake have boobs?
And it was fully out of context at that time. And even today with the context, it's fully out of context. Like, I don't understand.
Do snakes have boobs? No, they don't because they lay eggs.
I'm so confused. Yeah. I had no memory of this, but this is wild.
Snakes do not have nipples. I just Googled it. I thought I was positive on this, but I wanted to Google it to confirm. I have no idea why that snake had breasts.
Girl. That's evidence enough, too, also. Like, what's going on here?
Again, I would have said this to someone. And also, what's confusing is you don't talk to your colleagues because I had told them about this.
Right.
I wouldn't have told her what she disclosed. I would have said, if anything, she's going through a really tough situation. But she's showing up to my office saying my logo's not sexy, stroking my arm, and she's showing me a picture of a snake with breasts. And Mr. Right. Armstrong, he would have said, he'd have said, you about to catch a case if you don't report this to Miss H.
Yes.
Are y'all not sitting in the teacher's lounge? Because we sit around and we're just like, and these conversations are happening.
Right. And that's just, the other thing too. It's not enough Degrassi teachers for y'all to not be talking. You know what I mean? Like,
just today, my colleague was like, you should send an email to cover yourself. That's exactly what she said. This is what we do.
Yeah. Again, and that's there. And this is Degrassi. Real or not, the stuff that they go through, you would think that they'd have a plan for this.
I don't understand. Okay. So Snake has had enough. So he tells Darcy that while he's glad that she feels comfortable with him, she should go talk to a professional. He quickly tries to leave the area and Darcy begs to eat lunch with him. And when he motions to leave, which makes sense because I don't want to eat my lunch with students either, Darcy grabs some scissors and threatens to cut something or someone. I'm not really sure. So he's like, can I have the scissors back? And she cuts her hair and storms out of the room. Walking through the hall looking like a Cynthia doll, Darcy apologizes to Mr. Simpson and blames her episode on PMS. And he's like, okay, can we actually meet after school? And she's like, oh, absolutely. To which I was like, it's an intervention girl in this moment, which right. is why it's funny. Because like in a little bit. Darcy eagerly approaches the media immersion room and ends up being full of windows, mind you. This is what was very confusing because I said, meet with a student in a classroom full of windows. He was doing that. The class was full of windows. She yeah. shows up. She's so happy he invited her. But then she's surprised to walk in and find Miss H and her mother on the other side of the door. How did you not see them through all of the windows?
I also was surprised that if she didn't see them, or if she did, why she didn't turn around and like walked in it. Cause my reaction would be, if I was her, I'd run. You know what I mean? Like, obviously something's wrong, but she fully like stepped into it.
She shows up.
What is this? Intervention?
Girl, that used to be my show. I'm actually down a rabbit hole. There's like an intervention encyclopedia online. I forget what it's called. Actually, I have it up on my phone because I have gone down an intervention directory created by a fan of every single episode of Intervention. That was my shit.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, Darcy's upset because Mr. Simpson is about to tell them how she cut her hair today because she said she trusted him. He's like, I care, but I'm not a counselor and it's time that you tell them the truth. But instead, Darcy decides to lie. Lie, lie, lie. She accuses Mr. Simpson of hugging her, touching her legs, and giving her preferential treatment. When I tell you I want to fuck this bitch up.
Right. Right.
Because at that point, Miss H and her mother believe her, as they should. Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, there's been a change in Darcy's behaviors, and she's saying, well, Mr. Simpson makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, they should absolutely believe her, at least to the point of saying, we're going to take this seriously, we're going to investigate them. I don't blame them for what they did.
Yeah.
Or how they responded. And I know that Darcy's really going through this, and I'm really glad that Mandy's here with the empathy, because I wasn't.
Yeah. That's the thing, too, is it's like, had there been a record of all these things, like Darcy being like, oh, they'd still have to investigate it, but there would be proof there that she was the one that like initiated those times where she like hugged him or like stuff like that. But then when Mr. Simpson got to come out and be like, yeah, we were in the room alone together, they're literally looking at you like, are you stupid? Like, why are you just telling us this now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Simpson looks very guilty, and he is automatically suspended as a result of her allegations. So Emma is back with her piss-poor acting to deal with the bullying and rumors as a result of Darcy's allegations. Holly J and Anya are talking about it. Johnny DeMarco makes a joke about Mr. Simpson perhaps getting a little grabby with him. And when Emma finds out that Darcy was the culprit, she tells Darcy that it doesn't matter what the girl, like, what she meant to do or not. Because she done fucked her up. And pretty soon, everyone's going to find out what a pathetic little liar she is. I'm so confused as to how Darcy ended up turning to Johnny DeMarco to go hook up. Like, And didn't she quit the cheer squad? Why is she still in her uniform?
Right.
Like, where are the answers? Okay. Anyway. I would actually like to fuck Manny up in this next scene. Because Darcy is on the roof making out with Johnny DeMarco. When she's supposed to be at the unveiling of the new Degrassi Panther logo. So Manny asks Emma, have you seen Darcy? And Emma says, after what that bitch did, I hope I never see her ugly ass face again. And Manny tries to write off what Darcy did under, she's been through a lot lately. And like, here's the deal. I am so glad that someone is able to place Darcy's needs at the forefront. Mm-hmm. But accusing Snake of making her feel uncomfortable, that was the last straw for me. I think it was in this episode. I was pretty upset to watch it. But, like, to Emma, his stepdaughter, like, you got to accept that Emma's pissed. Like,
right. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm experiencing a significant amount of bullying. My stepdad is out of work right now because mm-hmm. of what she did. Even if I understand, or even if you can understand and empathize that she's having the hardest time ever, I don't. She just make now. Now I'm having a hard time too.
Right. Now we all here for no reason because homegirl just couldn't face the fact that she has been through some things and still needs to heal from it. Like that's not. It's not fair. Like it's not fair to Mr. Simpson. You're ruining lives.
Yes. Like I don't blame her for hurting, mm-hmm. and I don't like want to crap on her for hurting and doing hurtful things. But Emma has a right to be upset.
100%.
Like, your feelings can be valid, but like, what you did still hurt people.
Right.
Anyway, praise Jesus for Manny. Also, just adding the fact that Manny has known Snake for so as long as she has, since and season one, at least.
House, right.
Like, you knew damn well that man didn't touch that girl.
Right.
But even so, when Emma accuses Manny of siding with Darcy, Manny doesn't have a defense and she simply walks away to find Darcy. If anything, I understand her being like, bitch, I don't have time for this. Like, I need to figure out where Darcy is because I'm worried about her. Like, there's nothing more that needs to be said. Just ask her where she is and understand that y'all are just going to have to agree to disagree on this. Mm-hmm. But y'all are also children, so I get it. You know, children are irrational.
Yeah,
and that's okay. So Peter is a dumbass because when Manny is like, hey, where's Darcy? Peter's like, I don't know, somewhere she can be crazy in peace. She still has my keys to the roof.
Girl.
Oh, no. I wonder where she is.
Why so Peter's would you heading up. Give her keys to the roof, one, and then you left her on the roof, two? I forgot to say that earlier. In the state that she was in, why are you leaving her on the roof by herself?
Girl. I have so many questions. I think we all have a lot of questions.
I think we all sing.
So glad you're bringing that in. So they show up to the roof. They both find Darcy up there making out with Johnny DeMarco. And he tells Manny good luck and leaves. I don't even blame Peter for being upset.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's hard to expect teens to put another person above the pain that they are also currently experiencing, right. Even if obviously the pain that Darcy is currently going through right now, I think kind of exceeds whatever they're going through. But it's like, I'm not going to negate y'all feelings. You just found your girlfriend on the roof making out with someone else. That's pretty crappy.
Yeah, 100%. He's already, like, Peter is actually very supportive. As we said before, like, he was very supportive with Emma, like, post-ED, and then, like, tried to be helpful with Darcy. So, like, I'm not mad at him for also realizing that he can't fix her and that he did all that he could for her and they were in a relationship, but now it's, like, getting out of control. I just want to know why he thought it'd be a good idea to give her the keys. That's all I want to know.
No, exactly. Unlike Ashley Kerwin, Peter knows how to walk away.
Right.
All right. So they found her up there. Manny tells Johnny to leave and he does. And then she starts going in on Darcy to find out what is going on. And Darcy's like, girl, haven't you heard? I'm a crazy slut. And once everyone finds out I lied about Mr. Simpson, they're going to think it too. And then she goes and gets a little too close to the edge. And Manny pulls Darcy back from the edge and offers her the words of love and encouragement that Darcy needed. Like, she needed this. And mm-hmm. Manny's like, girl, if you don't tell your parents, I will. Like, I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to wait for you to have the time, but this mm-hmm. is enough. You're putting your life in danger on multiple occasions. I'm telling. Darcy has the audacity to show up to the Simpson-Nelson household. Ho, why is he here?
Why would you do that?
Bitch! You just got my stepdaddy under investigation and now you're at my house. Like, this is unacceptable and inappropriate.
It looks and worse. She's like,
I told everyone that I lied and she has yet to tell anyone why she lied. Even though Darcy confessed that she lied, there still has to be an investigation because people recant all the time, so they need to still investigate. Mr. Simpson moves to go back inside the house and he does tell Darcy that he doesn't hate her. You should. Fuck them kids. Metaphorically, not literally, because that's nasty.
That would be enough for me to never be nice to a student again, to be very honest.
Y'all, if y'all don't get the fuck out of my office, I came here to teach media immersion, yes. And that's it. I'm never having fun with you hoes again.
Mm-mm.
So, that is the end of the episode. It was a ride. Do you have any morals? Don't be alone with students.
Yeah.
Cover your ass and write emails.
Yes. Have a witness at all times.
Report them if a student tells you that your drawing isn't sexy enough and draws a picture of you with boobs.
Save your own ass because no one else will save you, okay?
Yes. All right. So next on Degrassi. Manny wants to attend Smithdale University, which has a great acting department. After an argument, Jay gets revenge and switches her audition tape with her sex tape. It was a sex tape? I thought they were just making out.
No way. There's no way.
I know he asked for it, but I don't... Girl, now I gotta... I watched that episode and I didn't realize that they were like... Okay, the description says sex tape. Feeling guilty, Jay attempts to fix his mistake. Meanwhile, Darcy's parents send her to a camp for troubled youth. Now, you know... Because I know you know about all them documentaries, the program.
Okay. I just heard about one. It's like a new documentary on Netflix, I think.
Yep. I'm over here about to go look up at Wikipedia and figure out what exactly happened in this. But anyway, that wraps this week's episode of Below the Dot Podcast. If you enjoyed your listen, please tell a friend to tell a friend. To hold you over between episodes, I got nothing for you because we definitely not active on these Instagram accounts, but like you can message us there and you can feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or concerns on either of our social media accounts or email us at whateverittakes385@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and we'll be back on your airwaves this time next week. Whatever it takes.